GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Up early this morning, he's on the PDQ Door telephone line, former Congressman Bruce Poliquin. Thanks for answering our text message. Before we get into why we sent a text to you on Friday, we got to tell folks why you're getting up so early and you're about to hit the road this morning, my friend. Where are you going?
I have the most wonderful parents in the world. Dad is 89 and Mom's 91, and Dad spends all week with my assistants going over the football picks for the pool they have at the nursing home. Dad, yesterday, I got great news for your entire audience. Yesterday, Dad got 10 out of 15 games right, both Saturday games and Sunday games. He was in first place in the football pool at the nursing home. By one point, I am confident that getting 10 out of 15 will keep him in first place with one more week to go. This is huge news, and we'll be celebrating at the diner this morning.
So, but I wondered, and I asked you, what does he get for being in first place in the football pool at the home? Does he just bragging rights, or does he get any extra? Is there money involved here?
Well, no money involved. Last year he came in second place, but was happy about that. This year I think they give him a crown or some damn thing. If not, I'm going to give him a whoopie pie and a Marxie at 6:30 in the morning. He'll love it.
That'll keep you going all day long. Bruce, we sent you a text message. A listener suggested that we send you a text message in our conversation on Friday. And I want to be very careful to stress once again, we have guests from AARP Maine in our studio once a month. Jay Fidel's great guy, comes in. Right. Occasionally we talk with Jane Margeson. Occasionally we get to talk with Amy Parham. And there's a perception among some that AARP is endorsing candidates because, and we played the commercial for our listeners that had to do with HR3 that says, thank Jared Golden, or get that, tell Jared Golden to keep fighting. And we've also seen ads on Facebook. The perception that some people have is that AARP endorses candidates. Well, they adamantly deny that. They've sent out news release after news release, especially in the Susan Collins, Sarah Gideon battle that is still yet to manifest. A listener asked us to ask you if you had ever, in a commercial, print, social media, radio, television, had you ever been thanked for anything by AARP?
I don't recall that I have, Rick. This is a really good question and a good issue. As we all know, AARP represents seniors throughout the country. They have a huge membership. And I can tell you this from my years representing the 2nd District in Washington, they're incredibly aggressive. They're very active in the political arena. And one of the issues that I have with all of these groups who advocate for their causes is they're more concerned about getting funding for their causes than solving problems. My background is in the business community, and if you don't solve problems, you don't survive. So if you go, for example, if you go to the, and I haven't done this in a while, to be honest with you, Rick, but if you go to the website for AARP, last time I looked, their recommendation to improve funding for Social Security and Medicare is just to raise taxes. Well, we all know, and I think, you know, it's been proven out the last couple of years, is that when you raise taxes and regulations, and trade is unfair, but mostly when you raise taxes, it kills the economy and it kills jobs. And so we've gone the other way at the federal level. We have this booming economy now. So it is not a good idea to only use taxes to solve problems. But that's what a lot of these organizations, in this particular case, advocate, and I think it's a wrong approach. Don't focus on supporting candidates. Focus on solving problems, because that's what your membership ultimately wants.
Much of the discussion about AARP's thank this person or that person was concerning HR3. Now, I know that you keep an eye on these bills. What do you make of HR3, if you have any insight you can share?
Yeah, I do. First of all, it's a great idea, whether it be Nancy Pelosi or anybody else, or Mr. Trump or myself or you, Rick, to try to get the cost of prescription drugs down. I understand that. It's a great goal. However, HR 3 would be a disaster, because one of the things that maybe some of these ads don't tell you, or some of the ads that, or some of the rhetoric around this doesn't point out, is the following. is that in this bill, the federal government, Department of Health and Human Services, is directed to negotiate directly with the drug companies to cap costs on prescription drugs. And if they don't do what the government wants, there can be up to a 90, and I want everyone to sit down on this one, 95% tax on the sales, not the profits, the sales that these pharmaceutical manufacturers experience when they sell their drugs. Now, think of this for a minute. If you have a 95% tax on the sales of building a log home or making drumsticks or tennis shoes, you're out of business. One of the things that folks, I don't think, focus on is, and I'm not defending pharma at all, I'm just telling you the facts here, is that it takes about $2 billion from the time a new drug is invented until it goes through the approval process, and it takes years. $2 billion for new drugs. 88% of those new discoveries fail. They never get approved. So it costs a ton of money to do this. And one of the reasons why the United States has most of these life-saving drugs is because we give incentives to these manufacturers to find new life-saving drugs. If in H.R. 3, this bill sponsored by Pelosi and supported by the Democrats, if it goes through, 95% of the sales of drug companies can be taxed if they don't do what the government wants. That will kill innovation and new drugs in this country, and it will really hurt all of our seniors.
Is the price likely to go up on those pharmaceuticals if H.R. 3 passes? Or better stated, do you think we would see prices go up versus go down or stabilize?
Well, no. What you would see is there'll be much fewer drugs coming to market. In other words, companies just won't take the risk to come up with new drugs. They'll just stop the research and the innovation. So you just have a screeching halt. Now, what about those who are diabetic or have kidney problems or cancer, of course, or Alzheimer's? What about the research to create new drugs, find new drugs to help with those illnesses? That will just stop. So it's a horrible idea. It's a good idea to try to drop drug prices, but it's a bad idea to kill the creation of new drugs that help us live healthy and longer. Now, I'll tell you a better idea is get faster approval of generic drugs. Generic drugs cost pennies on the dollar what the label, the brand names that you can buy. So faster approval of generic drugs is one. Second of all, transparency. So when you go to a doctor's office or a pharmacy, they can say, you know, Rick, you got a couple options here. And thirdly, getting rid of the middlemen between the end user and the manufacturer will save a ton of money. And also, Mr. Trump is now putting together a rule that will allow people to go to Canada and buy cheaper drugs that come from Canada, as long as it's safe. There are a lot of ways to get the cost of drugs down, but you don't want to kill the creation of new life-saving drugs.
I can ask you a tough question because we know each other and you probably know this answer. Some people are still wondering, okay, if this is the case, why are drugs so much cheaper in Canada?
Well, it's a good question. One of the reasons is that they pay huge taxes in these countries that have socialized medicine, huge taxes to fund their healthcare needs, including their drug needs. So you might pay less for drugs in Canada, but you pay much higher taxes on your income and everything else. So there's no free lunch, Rick. I think a better way to go about this is make sure the folks who create these new drugs have incentives to go on and conduct this research, come up with new ways to cure Alzheimer's and AIDS and everything else. At the same time, make sure that we have a safety net for our seniors, which is the Medicare program, for our poor, which is the Medicaid program, but make sure we don't take away private health insurance, which Pelosi and the Democrats want to do, because half of the people in the state of Maine, for example, get their health care through work. That's private insurance. They get it through work. It would be completely canceled and everybody pushed into a government-run program where prices will spike and taxes will spike and you'll have a shortage of doctors and of care. So you don't want to kill what works. That's how the best way, in my opinion, to solve this problem.
Last question. What do you want for Christmas? What are you hoping for Christmas, Bruce?
I want Dad next week to go 12 for 12 in the football pool and end up in first place in the nursing home. He'll be so happy. I'll be so happy. And we will celebrate with Maine blueberry pancakes and Maine maple syrup at the diner.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.